Did you ever hear the smudge pot called a kettle?
No, I don't remember if I did.
And nowadays, you could have your shirt sent to the...
laundry?
Did people used to use the word laundry to mean washing and ironing?
No.
Do they use it that way now?
They use it now.
Uh-huh.
When I was growing up, you never heard that term. You were doing your washing.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to...
shut the door.
And on some houses, they have boards that lap over each other, like this.
Mm-hmm.
You call that?
I don't know.
Do you ever use the term clapboard or siding or weatherboards?
No.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd say, you'd take a nail and a...
hammer?
And I took the hammer and then I whipped the nail in.
Nail the nail.
Or...
drive the nail.
Okay, so I took the hammer and I...
drive the nail.
Okay. And if the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Driven further.
Okay, so you say, so then he took the hammer and he...
drove the nail.
And a little building used for storing wood.
Yeah, it was a, woodshed, what we call it, woodshed.
What about for tools?
Tool shed.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call it, outdoor toilets?
Well, they called them, the most favorite term was, in this part of the country, was a John.
Mm-hmm.
J-O-H-N.
How did that sound? Did that sound okay to say? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, you knew what anybody was, or you still would know what someone's talking about in this part of the country. Someone says an outdoor John.
Uh-huh.
Is what they refer to it as. And you know exactly what they're talking about.
Any other terms that they call it?
No, not that I know of.
Do you ever hear any joking names or sort of vulgar names?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess some people refer to it as the crapper.
Mm-hmm. How did that sound?
Well, I didn't hear that until I was, I guess, a teenager, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I heard it, it was in a term of a joking. During the time it was real serious, nobody joked about it.
What different buildings would there be on a farm?
Well, of course, besides the home, you'd have a barn, mm-hmm. which you stored your hay, you feed in. You'd have a dairy, which would be where you milk the cows. You'd have a shed where you store your farm equipment. You would have a silo, which you put your grain in. If it dated back a good ways back, you'd have an old potato house. It was built out of brick that you store your potatoes in.
What did the potato house look like?
It was round. It looked like a short silo. It was probably 15 feet high with a gable roof, a pointed roof on it. And the door was a huge door that had sections. In other words, as you started at the bottom, filling it up, you know. And as you fill the bottom, you'd shut that door, and then you'd open the second door and keep throwing potatoes in there. And that, as that filled up, you'd shut that second door and open the third door. It was like a silo, only it wasn't as high as a silo.
How big would the sections be? How many feet?
I'd say 10 feet. Approximately 10 feet. Of course, the circular building itself, the diameter of the circular there probably was, goodness, I don't know, it's real large. I would say that 25 foot, in other words, I'm talking about a 360 degree circle, completely circle. I'd say you have a good 50 feet there
mm-hmm.
of circle. It's a pretty large area.
Did everyone have those?
No. All your older farms would have. Now there's still one out on my dad's home place, but I mean, unless you knew what you were looking at, it doesn't have a roof on it any longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the doors are still there, and the building itself still there.
That sounds so big, but it seems like it would be a commercial thing. Or was it just used by the family?
Oh no, it was a commercial. In other words, back then, see, you used those potatoes for. You would sell them commercially,
mm-hmm.
and then also you would use them for something. I don't know whether they used them in cow feed or what then.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't know, but it was a commercial. It wasn't a family thing, no.